Hey, everybody. Welcome to Unmasked, where we talk about real hurts and real struggles, but we offer real hope. My name is Karis Snyder, and I'm so glad to have you here with us joining in today. You can find us on Spectrum 180, on the Roku, on all the podcast platforms and Facebook, or you may be joining us through Facebook Live today. So like I said, so glad to have you here. This may be your first time watching Unmasked, or maybe you've been with us for the last several weeks. I hope that as you have been watching, you have been getting encouragement and you have been getting the support that maybe you need on the journey you're on right now. So over the last couple of weeks, I have taken some time to share my own story with mental health, my own journey through overcoming and surviving anxiety and depression. I thought with May being Mental Health Awareness Month, this would be a great time to share that with you. I know at the beginning of the month, we also talked about suicide and how this is something that is affecting us as a country and as a world. It's in the top 10 leading causes of death, and in the top two leading causes of death for those ages 10 to 34. So why do we take this time to talk about mental health? Why take this time to share my own story with you all? And I think it's because we need to finally shine a light on the struggle that mental health is. And we need to make it okay to share about our hurts, to share about our struggles, and not feel as though we may be condemned if we share, not feel shamed or ashamed if we are going through these issues. If it was heart disease or diabetes or cancer or high blood pressure or asthma, all sorts of other different things going on with your physical health, there is no stigma there. You have that freedom to share, to talk about it, and to find that community, that tribe who may be going through exactly what you're going through and can come together around you and help you through it. And that is what we need to do with our mental health. You know, we've talked about in the past where if you had a broken bone, you would not just walk around with this broken bone and say, it'll be fine, it'll be okay. Because if you did that, what would happen? More than likely, that broken bone is going to not heal correctly, and then it will begin to affect other parts of your life, and it will begin to bring negative impacts on your body. Well, this is the same with your mental health. If you don't take the time to deal with it, if you don't take the time to make it a priority, it will begin to affect other parts of your life. And I shared those parts of my own life where I didn't take time to really take care of that mental health part of my body. And it almost took my life. And so that's why we wanted to focus so much on that for you all in this month. So now we've talked about these things. I've shared my story. So now what? What are some things that you can do to make your mental health a priority? And now that we are talking about it, we are shining a light on it. That is one of the first things that you can do. You can begin to talk about it. Find those safe people, safe place that you can go to and share about your own mental health, your own struggles. You know, help is not a bad letter word. Help is actually the right thing to do. So if you have been struggling with things like anxiety or depression or other parts of your mental health, stress and feeling overwhelmed for a few months now, this is the time to take the time to make your mental health a priority. Reach out to a counselor, reach out to a pastor, reach out to a friend, to a psychologist, to your doctor, and get that help. So what are some other ways that you can boost your mental health and make sure that you are in a good place mentally or to get yourself there mentally? So I'm going to go through a list here with you very quickly to give you some things that I have found through my own research or through my own activities that have been helpful for my mental health. Take a gratitude minute in the morning and the evening. So when you get up in the morning, focus your heart and your mind on what you're thankful for. What are three things that you are grateful for in your life? And as you go through your day, keep your mind and your heart in that place of gratitude, because science shows us that we cannot be anxious or depressed and thankful at the same time. So by keeping your mind focused on that thankfulness, it keeps those anxious, depressed thoughts at bay. And then when you go to bed at night, think about three more things that you're thankful for. What were some good things that happened in your day? And get as specific as you need to, or as small as you need to, in your thoughts. Some other things that you can do to boost your mental health. Go on a small getaway, even if it is just going to a hotel for 24 to 48 hours. Do that. Get away. Get out of the mundane that you might be in, and just allow yourself that freedom to go and to rest. Or maybe you want to get on a road trip with your friends or your family and head to the beach or to the mountains, somewhere where you can go and find peace, get away from the distractions of social media and other things that may be around you, and just find that place where you can enjoy the nature and the good things that God has put in your life. Exercise and water. These need to be a part of all of our daily, weekly activities. If you can get in 20 to 30 minutes of exercise 4 days a week, your body is going to be able to burn all of this fuel that's raging inside of you, that maybe that anxiety or stress is causing, and it's going to allow it to get out of your body. By drinking water, your body needs water. So it may be replacing those Cokes or those diet drinks, that sweet tea, and putting that water into your everyday meals that you have. Share your story. I love this quote by Maya Angelou. There is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside of you. You all have a story. You all have something to share that will help others. What I have found and what I've seen from others when they share their story, it gives me something to connect to and know that I'm not alone. It doesn't mean that I'm where I need to be. It doesn't mean my life is perfect, but you have something to share. You have hope and purpose within your story that someone else needs to hear. So use your social media, use your email list, use a blog, use other ways that you may stay in contact with friends or people that you go to church with or that you work with, and encourage them and share your story and find ways to connect with those around you. Take time to laugh and have fun. Laughter really is medicine for your soul. So find ways that you can have fun. And that's going to be different for everyone. Your fun may be outside your home. Your fun may be inside. Whatever it is, find ways to get out and laugh and have fun, either by yourself or with others around you. Practice forgiveness. You know, unforgiveness is like us drinking poison, expecting it to hurt that other person in turn. We are only causing a hurt and danger and bad things against ourselves. It does not help you to harbor that unforgiveness. So maybe you need to take a journal and write out, maybe some people have hurt you in your life and they haven't asked for that forgiveness, but it's time for you to release it and to let it go. Offer that forgiveness, not for them, but for your own sake. Just a couple of more. Send some thank you notes. That is a great practice that maybe we need to get back to. Maybe there's been people in your life who have helped you and you admire. Reach out and send them a thank you note. Maybe you can send thank you notes to your teachers on behalf, get your children to help you do that on behalf of what they did for them in the school year, your employer, your pastor at your church, a friend who has been there for you in a hard time. Send that thank you note to them, and not only will it help you and make you feel encouraged, but you will be offering encouragement to them. Maybe you need to find a church to get involved with, or to find a small group that is within your community that is discussing issues that you're struggling with, and you need to find that camaraderie in your life. And finally, I want to leave you with this quote from Albert Einstein and challenge us all on this. Anyone who has never made a mistake has never tried anything new. It is okay to make a mistake. Let's all get out there and try something new. Nothing amazing happens within our comfort zone. it's time for us to get out of our comfort zone, to go out there and see what we can do. Yes, we're going to make mistakes trying something new, but you may get to walk out a dream or a passion that's been in your heart and your mind for years now. Now is the time to go out and try something new. You have no idea whose life you may change, how it may change you just by getting out of your comfort zone. So friend, thanks for joining in with us today on Unmasked. If you want to follow me in other places or platforms, you can find me at Kara Snyder on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. And you can also subscribe to my website at karasnyder.com. Thanks for joining us, and I'll talk to you soon.